folks, this is All Things Product with Petra Wille
and Teresa Torres.
And we're so happy you're here.
Petra, I know you recently launched your email course for leaders, which is very exciting.
Very exciting.
I have a very tactical question for you, which some listeners might be like, why do I care? But stay with us because we're going to bring it home for why you should care. I sell courses internationally, and one of my biggest pain points is global invoicing, especially in the EU. Like, every country has really strict requirements on what has to be on an invoice for the invoice to be valid. And since you're now selling an email course, I'm curious, did you run into this? And how did you solve it? And then for listeners, you may not be issuing global invoices, but I promise you at the end, we're going to, not at the
bring
end,
it
in the
home.
Middle, very quickly, we're going to talk about this as a key lesson for half-baked products. So stay tuned.
Yeah, exactly. So my invoicing nightmare, I thought, because I'm using Squarespace for my website and everything online, basically, selling my do-it-yourself coaching card deck, for example. So all of that worked properly so far. But now I wanted to offer this email course internationally, globally, so to say. And I thought Squarespace would be the perfect solution. They just sent me an email announcing that they now can calculate tax rates properly internationally. So there is no problem to expect. Come to us, use Squarespace plus Stripe to actually basically get the thing going. So I set everything up. It was work because company of one. So it's always a big time investment. And then I think it was really like 3 or 4 days before I had my summer break. I was heading out for my summer break that I did some quality assurance testing, looking at the payment process, making a purchase with a proper credit card, all these kind of things. And then I realized, yeah, they're calculating the tax rates properly for every country in the EU and globally. But they were missing one sentence on each invoice why the tax rate is the tax rate. And this is required in the EU. So it's a difference between me from Germany sending an invoice to somebody within the EU or to the UK or to the US. And we need to have this one single, always the same sentence that needs to go on the invoice. And one could say, this is a detail. But now, living in the time where AI is checking invoices for many, many corporate companies, I know from my experience with Product at Heart, the conference that I'm running, companies realize and they complain and they will make you to reissue this invoice. And again, company of one, not a scalable model for me to rework all the invoices that basically every company will figure out is not a valid invoice by legislation.
I encountered this exact problem. So the first thing, I'm going to bring this back for product teams. I get asked all the time, if I'm just working on a regulatory requirement, do I need to do discovery? We are talking about a regulatory environment where a very big product, Squarespace, does not meet customers' needs because it does not meet the regulatory requirement. But I'm going to talk about another case. So I used to run my course business on Teachable. Teachable does do global tax. They do send invoices. They send proper invoices. However, they only generate PDF invoices in the EU countries that legally require it. So they are matching the letter of the regulation. However, many EU companies want a PDF, even if it's not legally required. And they will not purchase from you if you cannot give them a PDF invoice. And so I went back to Teachable and was like, hey, can you turn this on for these countries? And they were like, it's not legally required to turn it on for those countries. And I was like, yeah, but my customers need it. Can you turn it on? They didn't want to because it costs them money to produce a PDF.
Yeah, to create the PDFs.
So this is an instance where they meet the letter of the law, but they're not meeting their customers' needs. And it drove me nuts because as a company of one, I, in order to sell to those EU companies, I had to manually create compliant invoices for every single student who enrolled in our courses. Do you want to know how sustainable this was? It was not. So what did I do? I moved course platforms. I am no longer unteachable. I'm on LearnWorlds. LearnWorlds is based in the EU. They understand these requirements. They use Stripe, and they have configured Stripe to meet the requirements.
Yes. And I'm now on Ablify, which is a German company that does it properly, and still in the background it's Stripe. Yeah. But I had to find that service. And then in the midst of my summer break, I had to migrate everything over there. So not ideal. And to me, it is like, okay, if you're Squarespace and the product manager at Squarespace responsible for this new and upcoming tax calculation, you already talked to your engineering team. There are all the cases and edge cases already in the code. So you are able to calculate the proper tax rate. And then you're not able to put, there's not a big variety in the sentences. It's basically three sentences, the exact same sentences. That's three cases. And you didn't manage to figure that out. If they would have talked to, I don't know, 20 customers, I think they would have caught the problem. Yeah. If they would have sent a single, and I reached out to their customer care, and you reached out to their customer care.
They probably don't need to even interview customers. They could just look at their support tickets. Like,
yeah,
this is such a strong pain point. Like, literally everybody who sells globally runs into this problem, and almost no vendors get it right. Like, it was really hard to find vendors that got this right. And it's a regulatory requirement.
Yeah.
Like, it's so frustrating.
And I find it super depressing. I find it super depressing. And that's, I think it has a bit to do with our profession. Of course, we are super picky with all these kind of things. And we know how easy it could have been. And we, on the other hand, know as well how oftentimes these things are dying into a backlog. So maybe there are too many things on these backlogs at Squarespace.
Yeah.
But still, it's basically a pitch to all the product people out there. Sometimes you have to sweat the details, because if you don't sweat the details, people choose other platforms. And it looked like a detail, but it's not.
I think, you know what, like, the takeaway from this, the reason why this like really gets me going, is I get no value from a product, from an invoicing product, that can't deliver an invoice to my customer that they will accept. Right? Like, no value. Yeah. So like, yes, it's a teeny tiny detail, but it's a detail that prevents the value creation moment from happening.
And so if we're not— task success not given.
Yeah. So if we're not aware of the full path to value creation and making sure that we can meet that full path, your customer gets zero value. And this is the product lesson. Like, I know most people listening are not sending global invoices and don't really care and may not even understand what we're talking about. The key here is we have to map the full path all the way through to value. It's not when I send an invoice. It's when my client accepts that invoice. That's the value creation moment.
And the invoice gets paid without reissuing the invoice manually.
Yeah, actually the value creation moment is when the invoice is paid. That is absolutely right. This is a universal lesson, because like, we are talking about invoicing, but we could have been talking about almost anything that's on the path to value creation. And this is one of the reasons why I love story mapping. Like, we have to understand the full path. We have to test the full path. And we got to be talking to our customers. And it might sound like such a little detail, like, why do you care about that phrase? Because your client cares about the phrase and you're not getting paid. Like, that's not a little detail.
It's a blocker.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully that was a great reminder for sometimes the devil's in the details, product people.
Yeah, we're keeping this one short and sweet, because we could rant for hours and you definitely don't need to listen to that. But definitely map the happy path and make sure you're creating value at the end.
Yeah. Thank you, Teresa.
Thanks, Petra.